3, 2, 1.
The History with Jackson podcast. Hello and welcome to the History with Jackson podcast, and welcome to the Catherine of Aragon Festival special series in partnership with Peterborough Cathedral and Peterborough Museum. Now, this special series is looking and covering the Catherine of Aragon Festival. We will be speaking to some of the historians who are giving Tudor-focused talks and tours around Peterborough and Peterborough Cathedral. We will also be speaking to some of the amazing living historians who are reenacting parts of Catherine's life. This festival commemorates Catherine's amazing life from the 25th to the 29th of January 2024. And if you hear any part of this festival coverage, do try and get down to Peterborough Cathedral to experience some of the events that we are covering. All the information for the events will be in the description below. And without further ado, let's get into this episode of the Catherine of Aragon Festival special series. So hello and welcome back to the History with Jackson podcast, and welcome to our Catherine of Aragon Festival special series. Now, as someone from Peterborough, I'm super excited to be talking about Catherine of Aragon and be working the Catherine of Aragon Festival, a festival that's been so prominent in my life and drew a lot of my historical interests. But today we're joined with Alex Carton, Head of Learning and Engagement at Peterborough Cathedral. How are you doing, Alex?
Hi, Jackson. Thank you for having me.
And thank you very much for joining me. Now, firstly, I want to ask, how is Catherine of Aragon linked to Peterborough? Because I think you have one fabulously famous historical figure there, coupled with a city that not a lot of people know about.
Yeah, I mean, I confess that before I started working at Peterborough Cathedral, I had no idea that it was the resting place of such a famous historical figure. And yeah, a lot of people ask, why Peterborough? Well, really, it was chosen as her resting place because it was the closest great church to where she died in Kimbolton. And the story goes that Henry didn't want her being brought back to London because he was concerned that bringing her back, a very popular queen with the people, would cause sort of more anger than was already being targeted at his current queen, Anne Boleyn. And so he insisted that it wouldn't be London. And yeah, Peterborough was chosen as the nearest place to bury such a great and a Dowager Princess of Wales, as he called her. So yeah, Peterborough was chosen, and we're really grateful.
No, I'm super grateful as well, and for Catherine to be buried in, I don't know why, it's such a first name basis when you live in Peterborough with Catherine of Aragon.
But well, she's ours, isn't she?
Yeah, exactly. I like that point. She is ours.
But she is now. Yeah.
For her to be buried in such a beautiful cathedral, I think is kind of testament to how popular around here she is, but how important she is to the local area and how important the Queen she was for England. Now, the festival, how do we commemorate Catherine's life during the festival?
In all sorts of ways. I mean, every year since, I don't know, I mean, I've only worked here since 2016, and the festival's been going long, long before that. But every year, a civic commemoration service has been held on the Friday closest to her burial date, which was the 29th of January. And that's something that the cathedral has kept going across the years. So again, historically, local dignitaries, representatives from the Spanish government, local schools were invited to come and remember her life, and readings, poetry, music would be used to celebrate her and commemorate her burial. So that's sort of the, not the highlight, I would say, but sort of the focus point of the festival. And then around that, we've built up over the years a programme of lectures, family activities, tours, and so on, as well as special events for schools to sort of broaden the programme and make it as accessible to as many different people as possible.
I think it's really nice that we're getting visiting dignitaries that come to the event to commemorate Catherine's life, especially dignitaries from Spain, because that was such an important part of her identity and her cultural impact on Britain, or on England, to be more specific there. But that accessibility feature that you talk about is a huge part of what we do here at History Jackson, trying to make history accessible and digestible. But what events have we got that are making history accessible and this Tudor history accessible to people?
Yeah, so we've got kind of, as for as long as I can remember, there's always been a lecture. And pre-COVID, that was always done at the cathedral or at the museum. This year, we've got two lectures, one at the museum and one online lecture, which we, as a cathedral, took the decision to implement in 2021, which was the first festival affected by the COVID restrictions. And we've kept it as an online event, again, to make it as open to people who cannot travel. We've got a couple of lectures. We've got family drop-in makes, sort of, you know, make your crowns and your gable hoods and your pomegranate tree decorations, all sorts of weird and wonderful things. We've got paper crafting workshops for families and adults. I'm really excited about those because we've got a local artist, Shobna Patel, who's a paper crafting and bookbinding expert, who's going to come and make with learners a 3D paper portrait of Catherine, which is lovely. Catherine was known for popularising black work embroidery. So for the first time, we're running an embroidery workshop. So we've kind of gone down sort of the crafts and the hands-on. And then we've got that fun living history element as well on the Saturday. So we will have Tudor reenactors parading around the building, meeting visitors, talking to them about their outfits. We've got sort of Tudor selfie stands. And we've also got on the Saturday, another local artist, Karen Neal, coming to create a community art piece, which we're calling the Tudor Cartogram, which is going to be an illustration that everybody, young and old, talented artist or not talented artist, as it would be if I was making something for it, illustrates her journey from birth in the Alhambra all the way through to her final resting place in Peterborough. And that's going to be on display in the cathedral throughout the month of February. So yeah, really excited about that. We've got tours, Tudor walks, tours of the building. And then it all sort of finishes on the Monday with a big day aimed exclusively for schools. So we have invited local schools to come and participate in a range of Tudor activities, and we've got external providers coming for that. So yeah, all sorts.
It really is a jam-packed long week, and that Friday in particular is absolutely packed to the brim of amazing events that commemorate Catherine and different religious aspects of her life as well. But I love how this festival is not only taking Catherine as a political or diplomatic figure, but it's also bringing to life some of the more human features that made Catherine who she was, with the embroidery and so on, and looking at her as a person as well, which I absolutely adore, because Catherine is such a special person in the life of people from Peterborough. But you mentioned something within that as well, working with the museum. This year, the relationship with the museum seems to be even closer than it has been before, and it's taking the festival to another level. Could you let us know about that?
Yeah, again, you know, the museum and the cathedral are friends, and we've worked together on lots of different events. And this year, the museum are running At Home with the Tudors, which we do At Court with the Tudors in the cathedral. So that's where you've got Catherine and the court and all of the reenactors portraying those characters. And then At Home with the Tudors at the museum is those sort of more, you know, the human kind of, like, you'll meet your barber surgeon and you'll learn about Tudor food and cookery and things like that. So we've kind of worked together and offer complementary activities, and hopefully things that mean that people wanting to come to the festival can do pretty much everything and not miss out. They're doing some fantastic family walks as well, tours of the vaults, and they're doing family tours as well. So, yeah, they're doing lots this year, which shows that, you know, both our institutions, the museum and the cathedral, really value her as a Peterborough person and want to celebrate her life in as creative, fun and way as possible, really.
It's a really nice little historical circle that you can do through Peterborough, through the city centre into the museum. I'm really looking forward to doing it. And those Priestgate tours, our Priestgate vault tours are going to be absolutely amazing, to go underneath the museum and look at the foundations of that Tudor building. I cannot wait to do that, to be honest.
Yeah, I think they offer those, but this is the first time they've linked them with the festival, I think, as well as their Tudor walks, which are always really popular. Take in the city and come into the cathedral at the end, and some family friendly tours as well that they're doing, sort of aimed specifically at families. So they're doing those on the days when we're not doing ours. So we've got sort of family friendly tours on both day, the Saturday and the Sunday of the festival this year.
And I do like that there's a provision for children within the festival. But I want to ask you, you know, what is the moment that you are looking forward to the most within this festival, Alex?
Oh, what's the moment I'm looking forward to? Well, I always love the arrival of Catherine, Henry and their court into the cathedral at about 11 o'clock on the Saturday. So, you know, they really do make a show when they arrive. And all the visitors, no matter how old they are or young they are, always stop. They love it. Last year, the reenactors couldn't get around, like do a full circuit of the cathedral because people were just stopping, asking questions, wanting to have their photo taken. It's amazing how much sort of seeing somebody dressed in the period, becoming that character, really grabs the attention of people. So yeah, I think that I'm also really excited for the black work embroidery, because again, that's something brand new, and that's being led by our really talented cathedral stitchers, who are working on an embroidered version of the glorious nave ceiling at Peterborough Cathedral, a project that's been going on since before lockdown. And they are that, if you get the chance to see that at any point on a visit to Peterborough Cathedral, they're always in the cathedral stitching away. So we're using our cathedral volunteers who are coming and giving up their time to deliver a workshop to showcase, they're beyond talented, these people. So yeah, there's that. There's so much. We've got a Sonne Lumiere tour as well on Friday night, again, sort of sound and candlelight, which will sort of add sort of atmospheric wonder to the building as those stories are woven through the arches of the cathedral. And yeah, sorry, you asked me for one thing, I can't.
No, I totally agree. Looking at that programme, I don't know what I'm looking forward to having a moment to enjoy, but particularly Sonnet Lumiere, you know, listening to those stories about the cathedral is something that I'm particularly excited to have that moment and ingest away from creating content around the festival. I think it's going to be a really awesome event.
I think that one is where really we'll get, you know, I mean, I think the opening line of that is the year is 1116, you know. Fire has devastated, you know, I don't know, I'm living, but it starts the story from 1116, and it's obviously features Catherine and our other Tudor names, Robert Kirkton and John Chambers, but it does take you on a journey of the cathedral's history from the building of the present building that we're in now to up to modern day.
And I must say, the present cathedral that we have with the ceilings that you've already mentioned is absolutely gorgeous. And I do implore anyone to come and look at it if they're in Peterborough for any reason. I often say to people I know, once you've seen Peterborough Cathedral, everything else just looks a bit meh. So
I've just come back off a 3-day residential conference of cathedral people. And we always kind of do get a bit of cathedral envy when we go. And sort of see, oh, look what they've got. That'd be a great resource for teaching and so on. And I came back and had a wonderful time, a really wonderful time, and a beautiful cathedral I spent my time in. But I really did think, do you know what? We've got a stunner. We have a stunner here in Peterborough. And there's a number of people I spoke to who are like, well, I've never been to Peterborough. I've gone through it on the train, and I really want to visit. I'm like, you must, because once you've been, like you say, you're like, that is up there. Peterborough Cathedral is up there in you know, the top for its just stunning architecture and a history. Peterborough has a history that rivals, you know, any of the major cities, you know, like York or we're blessed and we should shout about it more. And we've got an amazing comms team who are doing their absolute best to shout about it. So thank you to you as well, Jackson, for
that's all right, don't worry. And on that point as well, wanting to look at a beautiful cathedral, where can people learn more and get tickets for the festival event, but also how can they come and visit Peterborough Cathedral?
Well, I'll start with the festival. So the best thing to do is to visit the cathedral website, and on there we have an events tab, and it lists every event that we run throughout the year. And there is always a link to purchase your tickets online. And then the Catherine of Aragon has its own sort of special events page. So there's a little bit more detail about the Catherine Festival and the programme in full. We have an events guide, which is downloadable. And you can get that off the website or follow us on social media, on Facebook or Twitter. And you'll be able to access that. And then in terms of general visiting, well, we're in our winter hours at the moment. So it's 10 till 4. We're open. Monday to Saturday, and then Sunday, because of the services on Sunday, we're open 12 till 3 for general visiting. And so the cathedral is entry by donation, so visitors can come along, enjoy the gorgeous architecture, take a highlights tour, take a tower tour, and then come along to one of our fabulous events, because they are varied and really eclectic mix of different things that people can enjoy in the space.
It really is going to be an awesome few days, and I definitely encourage anyone to come and visit and take part in some of the events if they're about, or if they just want to drive down and experience Peterborough. It's a great city and a great event.
Yeah, the Saturday is aside from some of the pre-booked things which are on the website, the Saturday family thing is just come along, just rock up, come along. See, and just spend a bit of time in the space and meet Henry VIII.
And who wouldn't want to meet
Absolutely.
Henry VIII? Well, thank you very much for coming on, Alex. I really appreciate your time, and thank you for telling us all about the event.
Oh, thanks, Jackson. I had fun. Thank you.